Allah will grant them Jannat. Allah will grant Jannat to the first group of Muslims who participate in a naval jihad. Now, brothers, how is a naval jihad going to happen? Are you going to make naval jihad at home? If you don't learn to build ships, learn to be an expert in ships, learn to learn the oceans, how are you going to make jihad on the ships? How can Nabi Kareem Sallallahu then say the first group who make jihad through the means of the Navy, Allah will grant them Jannat? How is that going to happen if you don't utilize what Allah has given you in this world for the benefit of the hereafter? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu wanted to know the Ibrani language, because many of the previous scriptures were written in the Ibrani language. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu said, Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu could learn this language. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu learned this language and he became a master in 2 weeks. He learned this language in 2 weeks. But we don't even know the language that we speak day in and day out. We don't know what to do. Yesterday I was reading the Star newspaper. They said in the Maponya Mall, now we're not saying that it's our community, but our community is not none the better. They said the first shop to close down there was a bookshop. Now what is our situation? You wonder where our children reading. Allah Ta'ala says, Iqra, the first thing. Iqra, where is our reading? Where is our students, our youngsters excelling in things? Where are they? And yet, when we look at our history, you will find that Muslims have excelled in each and everything. We wonder sometimes what happens. Today's situation is very, very difficult. Sometimes we try to make, you know, sense out of the things that are happening in this world. Have you ever wondered, the person who invests your money is called a broker? Have you ever wondered? The person who invests your money is called a broker. Have you ever wondered, you see these things happening in the supermarket shelves. Real lemon juice made with artificial lemon. Lemon juice made with artificial lemon. Dishwashing liquid made with real lemon. This is the wonder of this world. We don't know where we are. Now the things we don't even know with regard to our children. Yet, Quran has revealed, they said, Iqra, read. I don't know when last our children read books, beneficial books. And if they read, what are they reading? Allah Ta'ala has given us this world, my dear respected brothers. There are many examples. The love of knowledge can be seen in our cities and our past. You know, it is written about Cordoba and Baghdad. At that time, had over 400 to 500,000 books. At that time, the library in Paris had 1,000 books. And in our history, you will find people like Musa al-Khwarizmi, who was known as the one who introduced algebra and chemistry to the world. The person who introduced, you know, Al-Qanun Fit-Tib, Ibn Sina, Avicenna, introduced medicine to the world. You know, we went to Spain and seen some of his. They say his instruments for operations have been used and are still being used by the world up to this day. I'm not saying we must only do this. But I'm saying is, brothers, Allah has given us this ni'mat of this world. Allah has given us this ni'mat of time. Allah has given us this ni'mat. Allah has told us, I have created everything in this world for your benefit. By kuch karo yaar. Let's do something. How can we allow this world to go by without anything beneficial that we have done? Neither for our own sake, neither for our family's sake, neither for our ummah's sake, neither for our community's sake. How long are we going to work? Bas khana pina, that even the animals do. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. The kuffar, what do? They benefit from this world, they eat. كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Jaise janwar khate hain, to kuffar bhi aise hi khate hain. They only do that. Musalman ka shewa to aur hai. Let me introduce another example. Just to see how we must take advantage from this world. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes in Madian. And then he finds two very, very, you know, remarkable women who have modesty and shame. So then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, why are you? They said, no, we're waiting for everyone to go by. We have to wait in the queue. We don't want to mingle with all the people, all the ordinary people. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will help you. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes in there. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam takes out water for them, gives them the water. Then they said, come home. Then he said, no, you know, I can't walk behind you. You people are women. It's against modesty. So the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will walk in front, you guide me from the back, which way I must go. Then after, now these two were the daughters of a Nabi, Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. So when they go home, they tell their father one thing. What did they tell their father? Ya abati ista'jir. Oh, our father, employ Musa alayhi salam. Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyyul amin. Because the best of people to employ are those who are strong and those who are honest.